The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah, the special favor of Allah, friends of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we say marhaba, welcome to our new silsila. And this silsila's name is the Friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the speciality about this silsila, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we're going to know who are the Friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There are specialities, there are special qualities. For example, their istiqamat in this beautiful deen, their ishq nabi, the love for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the awliya ikrams, khawfi khuda, the awliya ikrams, miracles, karamat. So many beautiful topics we'll be covering, inshallah. The awliya ikrams, love for the knowledge of deen, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala. So many things will be covered, inshallah, in this beautiful topic, inshallah. But first and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting salawat upon the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Mine and yours. And the universal beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam has said, whoever recites durud-e paak upon me 100 times on the day and night of Friday, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will fulfill 100 of his needs. Subhanallah, 70 of his needs will be covered in the year after. And 30, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, will be complete in this world. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will appoint an angel who will present this salat, this durud-e paak, to my qabr as gifts are presented to you. Undoubtedly, my knowledge after my demise from this world will remain the same as it is in my life. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatu wa salamu alayka, ya Sayyidi, ya Rasulallah. As usually, we are always making intention for good deeds. As Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat always makes our mind that even this beautiful hadith mubarakah inculcates this lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of making good intentions. He quotes a beautiful hadith mubarakah that mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali. Intention of a believer is better than his action. So views of Madani channel, why not we make some good intentions? First and foremost, I'm seated here delivering this bayan, this discourse, I'm making some good intentions. Why don't you also make some good intentions? Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, first and foremost, our intention should be that whatever we are doing is for the sole pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And whatever we learn, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, first and foremost, we become practical upon it and we pass this message on to our fellow Muslims out there, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sayyidina Imam Abul Hassan Shazili, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, once I fell asleep in Masjid al-Aqsa and I saw that a throne was placed outside Masjid al-Aqsa, a beautiful Nurani throne. Large crowds were gathering there. I asked about the gathering from the crowd. I inquired. I was informed that all the Rasuls and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam have come to the court of the greatest Rasul, mine and yours, and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. I then looked towards the throne where our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting. Sayyidina Musa, Kalimullah ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Ibrahim, Khalilullah ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we all seated on the ground in front of the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I stayed there and started listening to the conversation of all these sacred personalities. In the meantime, Sayyidina Musa, Kaleemullah ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he came forward and he requested in the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Your Highness, O the Messenger of Allah azza wa jalla, wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, indeed you have said, the ulama of my ummah are like the anbiya of Bani Israel. Therefore, none of the scholars of any of the previous ummah served the religion more than the scholars of this ummah. Show me one of them, mine and yours. and the universal beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala, he gave a gesture towards Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali. Yes, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, and he told him to come forward. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then asked Sayyidina Muhammad, Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, a question. And immediately Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi gave 10 answers to one question. When he gave 10 answers to one question, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, the 10 answers to one question, answers should be given according to the question. One answer should have been given for one question. Why did you give 10 answers, O Imam Ghazali? Rahmatullahi ta'ala. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali, subhanallah azza wa jalla, the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam, the awliya ikram, the friends of Allah azza wa jalla, he, mashallah azza wa jalla, humbly replied, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also asked you one question. Yes, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala asked you one question, and the question is mentioned in Holy Quran. O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what is in your right hand? And then what did you say, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? You gave so much of answers. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala asked you one question, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but you gave so many answers. You said, this is my staff, my stick. I lean against it. I pluck the leaves from the trees. I control my goats with it. In addition, I also perform many tasks with it. Though the answer to the question to Allah Azza wa Jal was, this is my stick. One answer. But subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, you actually gave so many answers. Because why? You were privileged to converse with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You started to have a conversation with Allah Azza wa Jalla. You prolonged the conversation, O Musa alayhi salatu. Why? Because of your ishq of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You wanted to prolong your conversation. So therefore, you took so long to answer the question. Now, I have the privilege to meet Kalimullah. I have the privilege to meet Sayyidina Musa, Kalimullah, Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is you. And this is why I'm prolonging my conversation, so that I can continue making your ziyarat and seeing your blessed face. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Sayyidina Imam Abu Hassan Shazili, rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, I was awestruck, I was shocked by the spectacle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah azza wa jalla. Especially the glorious ones, such as Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, all around you and all are listening. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, all of them seated so humbly on the floor in front of the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I was lost in my thoughts, observing the greatness and the eminence of mine and yours and the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in my heart. At once someone shook me while I was asleep by my foot, and I was awakened. And when I awoke, I saw him. I found him to be the keeper of Masjid al-Aqsa, the Khadim. He was lighting up the lamps of the Masjid al-Aqsa and said to me, why are you amazed? The highest rank of the King of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, all of them are created from the nur of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Having heard this wali of Allah, he said, I fell off unconscious. I came back to my senses and I went for salah, and then I looked all around Masjid al-Aqsa, but I could not find that Khadim anymore. These nine brethren, subhanallah azza wa jal, these are the status of the awliya ikram, the pious ancestors, the pious personalities in the ummah of the blessed and beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. One can observe from this narration, subhanallah azza wa jalla, how much love Allah's beloved Habib have for the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali. We always say Hujjatul Islam, the miracle of Islam. Look at his status in the bargah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, being the wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Dear Islam brethren, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed ranks upon the awliya Allah, high ranks. These people who are the real beauty of the world, north, south, east or west, no matter where you go in the world, mashallah azza wa jalla, you will find the awliya ikram, the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they are guiding us. MashaAllah, they are guiding us to the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are guiding us towards the sunnah, the blessed sunnah of the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Always stopping us from badness and guiding us towards goodness. SubhanAllah azza wa jalla. These are those special personalities which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given them the title of the awliya ikram, MashaAllah. The awliya ikram. They make the zikr of Allah azza wa jalla with their hearts all the time. All the time, awliya ikram are making the zikr of Allah azza wa jalla. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increased their status. And Allah Azza wa Jal says about the awliya of Allah, Allah Azawajal talks in Quran Majid translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah Azawajal says His awliya are pious indeed. Oh, views of Madani Channel. The awliya of Allah Ta'ala are pious indeed. MashaAllah Azawajal. There is no one who can be wali of Allah Azawajal if he is going against the Sharia. There is no one who can be wali of Allah Ta'ala if he goes against the Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala talks about them in Quran Majid. SubhanAllah Azawajal. Allah Azawajal says, indeed, upon the friends of Allah is neither any fear nor grief. Those who have accepted the faith and adopted piety, subhanallah azza wa jalla, these are the friends of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, here the awliya of Allah refer to those righteous people, the pious people, who make others remember Allah tabaraka ta'ala when others see him. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Don't you feel it when you go close towards the pious people? Don't you feel it when you go close towards the ulama ikram? Don't you feel it when you go in front of your murshid, in front of your peer sahab, in front of your guide, your spiritual guide, mashallah azawajalla, that he makes you think about Allah and his beloved Rasul alayhi salam? Every time you think about him, you think about Allah. Every time you think about him, you think about the beloved Rasul alayhi salam. Whenever you see them, they remind you of Allah and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Pyare Aqa, Madine wali Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam says that awliya are those persons who make others remember Allah azza wa jalla when others see them. As we have been discussing, awliya are those persons who make others remember Allah azza wa jalla when others see them. Allama Maulana Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, the wali of Allah azza wa jalla is the one who attains divine closeness. Yes, viewers of Madani Channel. The wali is the one who attains divine closeness by performing his faraid, all his faraid acts, all the obligations, all the wajibat, all the compulsory acts. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, he obeys Allah tabaraka ta'ala. His heart is blessed with ma'rifah, meaning the recognition of Allah azza wa jalla. He sees the evidences and the divine power in everything. Whenever he only listens to the ayat of Quran and Majid, subhanallah azza wa jalla, he praises Allah tabaraka ta'ala whenever he speaks. He makes every moment in obedience of Allah. Wali of Allah always makes every moment in the obedience of Allah and the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He does the only thing which is a means of earning them closeness towards Allah azza wa jalla. They always want to become close towards Allah azza wa jalla. Always want to get closer towards Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. He does never feel tired of the dhikr of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and does not see anything but Allah azza wa jalla in the eyes of his heart. Allahu Akbar. These are the attributes of the awliya Allah. All the views of Madani Channel. When a person reaches this status, Allah tabaraka ta'ala becomes his friend and Allah azza wa jalla helps him. Dear Islamic brethren, these blessed ayahs and tafasir show the high status of the awliya Allah, the ranks of the awliya Allah azza wa jalla. They have firm yaqeen iman in Allah azza wa jalla, and they are very pious. These beloved servants of Allah azza wa jalla, they never go against the Sharia. The awliya Allah, they never go against the Sharia, never go against the Sunnah of the Blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. They always remain in worshipping Allah azza wa jalla and obeying the laws and commands of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jalla is pleased with them, and Allah tabaraka ta'ala grants them ma'rifah, recognition. And Allah Ta'ala makes them aware of his secrets. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, and the people of the world call them awliya Allah. When people mention them, subhanallah azza wa jalla, as soon as they mention the name, example, Ghawse Azam, immediately they reply, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Praying for the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla, for the wali of Allah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Soban, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrated that mine and yours, and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says that when the servant, when the banda continues to seek the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla, he carries on his struggles, until Allah tabarak says to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, certain so and so of my banda, so and so of my servant of mine wants to please me. He wants to please me. Be aware that my mercy is upon him. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says, the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla is upon you, on so and so person. the Arsh holding angels. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. The angels are around them, and those in the seventh sky, they all say the same thing. They glorify and they say the same thing. Then the person is blessed with the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on this earth, present on this earth. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Commenting on this best hadith mubarakah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi states, my great mercy is upon him in the sense that I am pleased with him. Remember that the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the greatest of blessings. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes pleased with his banda, with his servant, then the banda, the servant, will attain goodness in both worlds. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, as it is mentioned, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. My dear Islam brethren, there is a beautiful saying that mentioned here, that after a time comes when Allah Azza wa Jalla pleases his banda. Allah Tabaraka mentions about Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. Allah says, wala sawfa yarda. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bestow so much upon Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu that he will be very pleased, very pleased. This believer who is a seeker of divine pleasure becomes famous from the skies. He further says that Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is a type of prayer. May the mercy of Allah be upon him. The angels say this prayer because they love him. Or they say it in order to enhance the closeness in the divine court. Then the mercy is sent down for the believer in a way that the people naturally say these prayers. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for him. And subhanallah azza wa jalla. And the hearts of the people are naturally attracted to him. Who? The wali of Allah. The friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla. People are naturally attracted to him. The natural attraction of the heart proves that he is the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We have not seen many blessed awliya such as Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi and Khwaja Garib Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayhi, but we have deep devotion towards the awliya Allah. This is the reason. Whenever we talk, whenever we think about something, as soon as our mind starts to think about awliya Allah, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, immediately our mind goes towards Baghdad Sharif. We think about the beautiful, beautiful blue gumbad on top of the beautiful, blessed body mubarak, tomb mubarak of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani al-Baghdadi, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. As soon as we start to think about the awliya Allah, immediately our mind goes to Hazrat Khwaja Ghan, Khwaja Ghareeb al-Nawaz, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. As soon as we think of the awliya Allah, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, our mind goes towards Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. As soon as we think about the awliya Allah, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, our mind and heart goes towards Hazrat Sabit Pak, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. As soon as we think about the awliya Allah, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, we think about Data Ganja Baksh, Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya, Rahmatullahi, Haji Ali, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We think about Imam Al-Sunnat Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Alayhi Rahmatur Rahman. May Allah Ta'ala continue showing special blessing and mercy upon these awliya Allah. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, some of them hundreds of years have gone, some of them thousands, almost over 1,000 years have gone, and MashaAllah, as soon as we mention the name, we start to recite Rahmatullah, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and when we think about Sahaba Ikram alayhi Ridwan, immediately we recite Radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatun wa salamun alayka, ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. My dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, now we are coming to understand the closeness of the awliya Allah towards Allah Azza wa Jalla, the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jalla towards the awliya Allah, the link, the both are linked so much so that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves them boundlessly. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showers his special blessings upon them. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showers his special favors upon them, his special mercy upon them. The awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said that the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that when Allah loves his servant, use the Madinah, listen carefully. When Allah loves his servant, Allah tabaraka ta'ala calls Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah says to him, I love so and so, you also love so and so. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam loves him, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam makes announcements in the skies, Allah tabaraka ta'ala loves so and so, Allah Azza wa Jalla loves so and so, and you also love him. And then, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, those on the skies also love him. Popularity is granted to him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, on the earth, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. These we are talking about, my dear brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, the friends of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned. On the day of judgment, there will be some people, there will neither be Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, nor will there be Shuhada. That means there will not be Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and there will not be Shaheed. No, they will not be under the in the groups of Shuhada. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. But even Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the Shuhada, they will envy them. They will envy them seeing their status. People asked humbly, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who are these people? Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, tell us who are these people. The beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam says, these are the people who will have been loving each other due to the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Though they'll not be relatives of one another, nor there will be any financial deal between them. By Allah Azza wa Jalla, on the day of Qiyamah, their faces will be with noor. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. By Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, their faces will be noor, and surely they will be on noor. They will be fearless when people will become fearful, and they will have no grief when people will have grief. Allah Akbar. This time, brethren, have you heard about the dignity and the eminence that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has granted the pious ancestors, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. On the day of Qiyamah, when there will be a state of utter selfishness, people will be worried about themselves. He will be worried about himself. They will be worried about ourselves. You will be worried about yourself. I will be worried about myself. Everybody will be in sorrow. Everybody will be in agitation. Everybody will be in ghabrat. Everybody will be in difficulty. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. The saints of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they will have no sorrow. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, on that day, they will be warmly welcomed in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. What could be more greatness of the blessed saints than this? Then Allah Azza wa Jal will lay the pulpits made for them with noor and make them sit on them. And this is a fact that whoever spends every moment in his life with virtuous deeds, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will not only grant them honor in this dunya, but Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will grant them honor and dignity on the day of Qiyamah. The friends of Allah. And these are the very people who are loved by Allah Azza wa Jalla due to their virtuous deeds. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala grants them the special closeness, the viewers of Madani Channel. The beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam's father said, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, none of my servants, none of my banda has sought closeness to me with any better act than carrying out the faraid act. And he continues, he strives to gain closeness to me by the means of nawafil, until I start to love him. And when I start to love him, and when I make that banda my beloved, I become with the ears with which he hears, I become the eyes with which he sees, I become the hands with which he touches, I become the legs with which he walks, I become, subhanallah azza wa jalla, the eyes with which he sees. Allahu Akbar. If he begs me, implores in my court, I grant him surely. And if he asks for my protection, the wali of Allah azza wa jalla, I grant him my protection surely. So my dear Islam and views of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we understand that MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, from this narration, that person that strives hard, he completes all the faraid. Meaning, whether it be namaz, whether it be zakat, whether it be hajj, whether it be fasting, whether it be Ramadan, whether it be any faraid act, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, they get closer towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then they start striving in the nawafil. That means they go towards tahajjud, towards ishraq, towards awabin, towards all the nawafil, tahiyatul wudu, tahiyatul masjid. They are making tilawat of Quran. They are making istighfar. They are making the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. All the time, their tongue, they are making the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They get up in the midst of the nights and they are performing tahajjud salah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala loves them so much boundlessly that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he becomes the eyes with which they see. He becomes the tongue with which they talk. This is the close relationship between Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and the awliya ikram. Subhanallah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkan Naimi rahmatullahi says, this does not mean that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala enters the body of the saint or views of Madani Channel, sometimes some misconception. This does not mean that he physically enters the body. No, na'udhu billah. It means the person becomes fana fi Allah. He becomes absolute devotee of Allah Azza wa Jalla, by which divine powers work in his body parts and performs those deeds which are beyond comprehension. For example, Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman, Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he heard the voice of the ant from a distance of 3 miles away, almost 5 to 6 kilometers. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he heard the voice and the steps of the ants. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. What about Sayyidina Asif bin Barqiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He brought the throne of Bilqis from Yemen to Syria by the blink of an eye. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And what about, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, our Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, he made his voice heard far as Nahawand. The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam examined the events until the day of Qiyamah through his blessed eyes. All these are the miracles of his power. And when Hazrat Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala was giving a khutbah, and mashallah Azza wa Jalla, when he was delivering his sermon, and subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, his voice was heard far away, some places away, mashallah Azza wa Jalla. Those who deny the powers of the blessed saints of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala should learn from the above mentioned Hadith Mubarakah. My dear son brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, what an honor for the Awliya Allah. What an honor for the saints of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What an honor for the blessed friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, the special closeness that they get with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by the ability and the power of seeing is bestowed by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives them such a power that they can view from distances of miles away. As is mentioned that our Pirani Peer, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Al-Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, says, I see all the cities of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I see all the cities of Allah Azza wa Jalla, meaning I see the entire dunya, Allahu Akbar, like a mustard seed on my palm. So a mustard seed in your palm, it can't disappear. Very easy for you to see a mustard seed in your palm. Can you believe it that subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, this is the status of Awliya Allah, the Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Al-Baghdadi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, says that I can see all the cities like a mustard seed on my palm. This is granted to them by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, a special mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, another narration about the knowledge of the unseen, this kashf granted to the pious ancestors of Awliya Ikram, Sahaba Ikram, Alim Ridwan, Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala, he sent Sariya towards the land of Nahawand, designating him as a commander in chief. And when Sayyidina Sariya, radiallahu ta'ala, was in the war against the Kuffar, one day Hazrat Umar, radiallahu ta'ala, suddenly ordered, whilst giving the khutbah, the sermon, in the Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, subhanAllah, he said, oh Sariya, turn your back towards the mountain. The people present in the Masjid were amazed that he's giving a khutbah, that why are you talking about Sariya? Why? And subhanAllah, Azza wa Jalla, when Sayyidina Sariya, radiallahu anhu, came back, subhanAllah, Azza wa Jalla, he said that clearly he heard the voice of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu anhu, that he gave us the warning on the battlefield, and subhanAllah, we turned back and we saw towards the mountain, and subhanAllah, we saw the enemies and we fought them and we won. And this time, my viewers of Madani Channel, this is basically a glimpse of an introduction to the Awliya Allah. Inshallah, as the silsilas are going on, inshallah, we'll be discussing, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, about the different aspects about the Awliya Allah, their love for the akhirat and their hate for the dunya. Their love for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, their khawfi khuda, the namaz of the Awliya Allah, the knowledge, the ishq of knowledge, the passion for the knowledge of deen of the Awliya Ikram. So keep watching this beautiful silsilas, inshallah, all the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, always on Madani Channel. It's my advice to you that wherever you are in the world, whether you're in America, whether you're in UK, whether you're in Pakistan, whether you're in Africa, keep connected to Madani Channel. It's the easiest way to get the knowledge of deen. You press the button and subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, knowledge is flushing towards you, flushing. Where can you find this? The only Sharia compliant TV channel in the world, Madani Channel. So keep watching Madani Channel, and only Madani Channel. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae daawat islami teri doom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah, the special favor of Allah.